Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And during the season of Lent, we didn't have these Hump Day Hallelujah, so we skipped seven of them because we are providing you with daily videos for the entire season of Lent, 40 daily videos, not including Sundays. And now during this, the season of Easter, these Hump Day Hallelujahs have resumed, but they're going to be different than they were during prior to Lent. For these next 7 weeks, these next seven Wednesdays, you're not going to be hearing from me. You're going to be hearing from other members of the congregation as they share a little bit about their story. Our theme during Lent was God's story, our story. And now that we've moved through Lent into the season of Easter, we're going to hear from you, other members of this congregation who are going to share how God's story has impacted their story. And they're going to share a bit about that with you in these moments each Wednesday. I hope you enjoy hearing these stories. I hope you appreciate the courage that these folks are displaying by sharing a part of themselves and a part of their story and their faith journey. And we will resume the typical traditional Hump Day Hallelujahs after Pentecost. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me and with the person who's going to be sharing with us today. Take care.
Hi, I'm Miss Sarah, if you are part of the preschool group. Sarah, for anybody else at Ascension. And I started coming to Ascension in 2007. I was dating one of the members, and he had invited me to Pastor Mike's Monday night young adult Bible study. At the time, I was a homeless kid. I was 17. My dad had just attempted to unalive himself, and I was left without a guardian. I was couch surfing. I met this member at the perfect time. And at one of the Bible studies, Pastor Mike had said something to me that I didn't understand at the time. I thought it was some generic platitude to make me feel good. He had said that someday you'll be a pillar of this community. And I was only 17, 18 at the time. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's great, cool. So the next 15 years was a roller coaster ride. I divorced the member, and we had three kids together. I had subsequently faced homelessness, and I lost my best friend. He died. I had been working here for quite some time, and I ended up working somewhere else, thought I needed a fresh start, and just kind of lost everything once I left Ascension. And every day, it was my biggest regret, and I felt ashamed. I was even scared to try to come back. And this went on for a good 6 years. And one day, I was working in a home decor store, and I heard a voice that I recognized, and I dropped what I was doing, and I found the voice, and it was the wife of the director of the school currently. They were shopping at the place that I was working at, and it had been a good 6 years since I had seen the director. We had been pretty good friends, and she offered me my job back right then and there. And I cannot tell you how, even now, it just gives me chills, because that wouldn't have happened any other way. If that wasn't God telling me to come back here, like an invitation, then I don't know what was. And so now I'm happily remarried, and my got a new kid, kid number four. We all come here and we're really heavily involved in the church and in ministries, and I'm teaching at the school again. And now I don't know how Pastor Mike knew, but now I know what he meant. I don't know how he knew then, but I know now what he meant. And I cannot be thankful enough for God not giving up on me, because I never prayed. I wouldn't dare to pray to come back because I didn't feel like I deserve it. But he brought me back anyway. And he's never stopped doing miracles like that for me. On the daily, I see him just like that.